dominant win for ACGC over Riverside tonight. The Chargers are district champions. Brexton Schneider, Joe Crawford among the stars. Brexton, we'll start with you. Heck of a showing. How are we feeling with how it went?
It felt good. We knew it was going to be a tough game, and we needed to come out and just play our game.
Speak to kind of the energy you guys had early on. You could tell from my vantage point that you guys took it as a big game.
Yeah, we knew they were going to have a chip on their shoulder, so we just wanted to be the team that came out the hottest, and we did that.
You ran the football really well all year, and tonight wasn't any different. Speak to how the offense performed the way it did tonight.
It took us a little while to get them to – the guys were cutting in the A-gap, so it took a while to pick that up, and then we just started bouncing it outside, and it worked, and we scored.
Four touchdowns for you tonight. Take me through what you were able to do with the ball in your hands tonight.
My job is just to run the ball hard, man. I just run where my linemen take me. Wherever my linemen go, I go. And that's how our offense works.
8-0, been rather dominant on the way. How fun of a year has this been up to this point?
It's been really fun. I mean, all of us seniors, we're all great friends. We love each other. And, yeah, it's just a great year. Love playing with these guys.
Let's go over to Joe now. We'll start, same question. How are we feeling with the dominant win?
Awesome. It was definitely It was just a very awesome win. It was great for everyone here. I think we all enjoyed it, and it was so fun.
You got things going early. You know, second play, you bust one 76 yards. Take me through that play, and how big was that play?
It was huge. I mean, that really got the momentum going, and credit to my O-line, credit to this guy for lead blocking for me. I mean, everything just opened up. I saw the couple linemen got hit once, and everything just parted from there, and just nothing but green grass.
Overall, thoughts on what you guys did tonight? I mean, you scored on your first seven drives, and you ran for just under 400 yards as a team.
I think we made a statement, really. I mean, we just kind of showed everyone who we are, and we put everyone on notice.
The defense was really good as well. Tell me about that side of the ball.
We really locked it in, and we flew around and just played with our hair on fire, and we made plays all night, and that really sealed it.
8-0 heading into the playoffs. How are we feeling?
Real good. I think that we all have a lot of confidence, and even as the rest of the playoffs progresses, I think we're only going to grow in our confidence. It's just going to be great.
All right, Coach. You guys finished the regular season undefeated with a dominant win over a really good Riverside team. Mm-hmm. I could tell this meant a lot to you and the guys. Tell me about the win and how we're feeling.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, hats off to Riverside and then the season they put together. They're obviously a great opponent, and what they've done all season really amplified how we prepared for this game. So I felt like we prepared really at a high level in all three phases, and we were able to win all three phases of the game, all the way from freshmen all the way to the seniors when our younger guys were in there getting reps, taking care of business. So hats off to the entire unit, our coaches, everybody in the community who's out here supporting our senior night. The guys getting the last game regular season win on their home turf, and now they get the opportunity to get another game next week.
Kind of a twofold question here. Was this your guys' crispest performance of the year, and how much of a statement was a night like tonight?
I hope it's not a Christmas performance. I hope there's a few more in there. Maybe a Christmas Eve before we get ready for Christmas. But, we don't look down upon any single opponent that we play. It's an opportunity for us to execute at a high level and get better every single week. They were a very good team, and like I said, we knew what we were going to get with Jackson Gordon, and he got his yards, and he always will. But I felt like our guys really took that personal, they were really challenged with that. We've talked about it. You and I talked about our defense and how sometimes that gets overshadowed. But our defense did a phenomenal job, and our offense, I don't know. You'd have to tell me better or not, but did we get stopped at all on offense? I felt like we
had the one punt for a safety late, but other than that, I mean, your first seven drives were touchdowns.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that was with our JV and our twos were in there at that time too. So, it means a lot, you know. I mean, you got a team, and I told these guys that, you know, going back to 23, we graduate a lot of good players, and then, we graduate two running backs, and then in 24, you know, we have a really good team with a lot of really good seniors who graduated, and everybody questions what are they going to do without South and Fuller and 2,000-yard guys for back-to-back seasons. And that's a great point. I mean, what are you going to say about a team that's had, you know, lost two guys to rush for 4,000 yards in 2 years and probably 60-plus touchdowns? And Tommy Scram came in and did a phenomenal job. Offensive line it has been kind of a really big piece with returning guys like Brennan Tunick and Carter Richter and Jack Cheater. And then Joe Crawford has always been back there, and making the move to Breckner Schneider from running back to fullback has been huge for us as well. I think all three phases, even Ryder Klein was able to step in and make some really big plays. So I felt like everybody played a really big pivotal role for this, and it was a really good win for our program, and to carry that momentum and that confidence into win on week 9 for playoffs.
You know, on the offensive end, I think it was like 370 rushing yards. You score on the second play from scrimmage. How big was it to score early, and what'd you like offensively?
Well, I think we always preach, I know we always preach getting out fast, and that's one thing we talked about, is getting out fast and setting the tone. Being able to get a stop and build some confidence there in the defense, and then Joe busting off a really big touchdown run, and there's an inside power. We got a little bit on our heels there in the second drive. We made some adjustments and had our linebackers play a little bit more downhill and physical. So, I really felt like us coming out and setting the tone and getting out fast, and then obviously our special teams did a fantastic job. We really weren't trying to get opportunities taken away. We just kind of pooched it and wanted to keep it away from number 8. And it was a wet night out here. We got a lot of rain today, and the ball was slick, and we just took advantage of the ball got popped out. Our guys got on the ball, and we had some short porches. But I think last year the talk was, you know, we had 3 turnovers, and Riverside wasn't able to capitalize on turnovers. And we felt like in a game with this magnitude, if we do get the ball and we do create turnovers, we had to execute, and we had to take advantage of those turnovers and turn them into points. And I felt like we did that on all those possessions. We were able to go down and march and take care of our business and take care of what we needed to, and then be able to end up 42-7 at halftime and get that clock rolling.
8-0, undefeated district title, but I know you guys aren't done. You're looking to take that next step.
Yep.
What has to happen for that to happen?
Well, we're just going to focus on next week. That's, I know, cliche, and I know that's the talk you're going to get from most coaches, but, you know, we got to focus on our opportunity that we have next week. Who we get, I have no idea who that's going to be, but the one thing that we really talked about was if you end up a 2-seed, there's a lot of good 3-seeds out there in our district. I mean, look at Mount Air. Mm-hmm. Mount Air is going to be a very, very out of a 3-seed, and there's teams like that. And especially, you know, when you have the 4 teams that make the playoffs, it creates an opportunity for maybe a team who had injuries on the front half of the season and gets healthy and get back and get going. So you got teams like that. You got teams who are going to get guys back and make a good run. So for us to just have an opportunity to be in a 1-seed and have home field advantage, at least guaranteed for one game. And then if we win, we get guaranteed home field advantage for week 2. So being in control of your own destiny was a really big piece. And so we're in the driver's seat, and we're able to just, you know, go 1 foot in front of the other, focus on our next opponent at hand. And you overlook somebody, your season's going to end pretty dang quick. We don't want that. So we're going to build on this confidence and continue to carry that into the postseason. That's something we're really excited for.